All right, we're back with the Serenity Prayer, and we are going to look at phrase four, living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time. It's interesting, the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, verse 11, give us today our daily bread. Give us today our daily bread. From the Serenity Prayer, living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time. It was interesting that this whole daily bread thing started in the Old Testament when the people came out of Egypt and they were in the desert. They had no food and they complained, and God sent manna. But they could only gather enough manna for the day. They couldn't, like, you know, work really hard on Monday and then take the rest of the week off. The only exception was just before the Sabbath. They could get 2 days' worth so they wouldn't have to work on the Sabbath. But, you know, why was that? What's this business about daily? I think it was about daily trusting God. See, if you can gather enough bread for the entire year, you can do all the work once, and now you don't have to think about God for an entire year because you have all that you want. Now, obviously, you don't have all that you want, and obviously everything comes from God. But that idea, this little subtle reminder that every good thing comes from God, even the things that we work hard for, it still ultimately comes from God. So this idea of living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time. James 4:13-14. Now listen, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. Okay, so I think we live in a world of planning. Everyone likes to plan. And it's easier to plan than, you know, say, you know, 1,000 years ago. We have more regular things that happen, and you can plan. And we like the security of that. I you know, one of the greatest needs that people have is the need for security. And when we plan into our future, we have this sense that we have things under control. Of course, we never do. We make our plans in the future, but it doesn't always turn out that way. But that planning thing sort of gives us a sense that maybe we have certain things under control. But then we miss God's blessings in the moment. You know, instead of having everything so planned out, what might God want to bless you with in this day? Instead of thinking that everything is in the future, that all the good things are in your future, what about today? This is the actual moment that you have. You don't have the future. And you don't have the past. The past is gone. The future is not yet. What you have is right now. And I think people often miss the now. This is the day that you have with your spouse. What are you going to do to make it better? This is the day that you could say the things that you should say to your kids instead of thinking, one day I'm going to have this nice little talk with my child about life, about God. No, why not today? Take the opportunity today to do something. That friend that it sort of doesn't know God, call them up today. Why not today? Not sometime in the future. You know, someday, you know, I'm really going to work on my marriage. No. Today, do something about your marriage. Make a decision that you're going to do something today. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time. God gives us this day for us to enjoy. Ecclesiastes 8:15. So I commend the enjoyment of life, because there's nothing better for a person under the sun than to eat and drink and to be glad. The joy will accompany them in their toil all the days of the life God has given them under the sun. Now, the book of Ecclesiastes is often kind of, depressing, I guess. It looks at life from the perspective of, well, what if there was no God? What if there was no purpose or meaning? And yet, in the middle of all that sort of philosophic talk, is this idea of enjoying life. That God actually wants us to enjoy our lives. That God wants us to experience joy in our life, in our relationships, in our marriage, in our families, in our church. And often we miss it because we're not looking for it. Or a lot of times we can think of life as life is this thing that we have to do. We have to accomplish this. We have to make this happen. And then we're frustrated because these things aren't happening in the timing and, you know, in the order or the fulfillment that we want. And we miss out on the simple joys. The joy of just getting out of bed. The joy of seeing the sun. The joy of saying good morning to someone that you love. The joy of going to work and having something to do. And with people that know you and call you by name. The joy of being part of a church community where you can sing praises to God. Isn't everything perfect at your church? No. Is your pastor perfect? Are you perfect? No. But grab hold of the joy around you. Matthew 6:25. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life. Can anyone of you by worrying add a single hour to your life? Okay, so instead of joy, we end up worrying away our lives. We think of all the bad things that could possibly happen and we miss the good things that are happening right around us. Today, as you leave this, you know, this little talk, okay, I don't know what you're going to do. Maybe it's morning, maybe it's night, I don't know what it is. But can you do something? You know, step outside. Maybe it's at night. Step outside and look at the stars or the moon or the clouds or feel the wind against your cheek. Or if it's in the day, go, you know, there's someone in your house, go ask them how they're doing. Ask them, you know, what's the best part of your day so far? Something that gives you a spark of the joy that God wants for you.